with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's all about your butt today, so I hope you're sitting down for this segment because we're gonna do time and temperature, and you might want to make sure you get a feel for this. So I'm Jop, he's Barbecue Bob. Man, what's cooking?
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys. Don't forget to go to our Facebook page / The Grilling Guys. And our website is The Grilling Guys. Seeing the thread here?
Yeah.
Our website, you'll find all sorts of things if you look up at all the menus and stuff. But there's recipes, there's cool stuff categories, there's GI barbecue links. There's links to all of our sponsors if you want to see these wonderful people that keep us on the air to bring you this stuff. Or if you want to write them hate mail because you hate the show.
Yeah.
It's all there.
So, Bob, we've been talking about pork butts, and we're at this point where we touched on a little bit in the last segment about what temperature to cook it and how long to cook it. It depends on what your final result is that you want, right? Because we talked about do you pull it, do you slice it, and all of these things play into the final product. But before we hit that, I want to talk about seasoning because we haven't touched on that, and that's before we put it in the smoker, we got to season it with something. And I think there's a lot of different options here. I got a guy that I work with at Standard Kitchens who's been barbecuing his whole life, right? And he came in over Tuesday after the holiday weekend, say, hey, what'd you cook over the weekend? You know, normal comment. Everybody does, one grilling guy to another. And he said, well, I cooked some pork butts. I'm like, cool. What'd you do with them? He said, I put them in Bloody Mary mix overnight. Like 9 o'clock at night, I had a gallon jug or one of the Bloody Mary mixes.
Cheaper
Bloody Mary mix. Poured it in there in a big Ziploc bag and zipped it up. And he soaked his pork butt in that and then put it on the smoker the next morning. He said, just a great flavor profile. Now, that's almost a marinade. Rather than a dry
rub. It's got plenty of salt. It's got celery. It's got garlic,
right?
Onion.
Tomato with a little acid in it.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, so it worked out. But I've never tried that.
Pretty funny. I had Bloody Mary mix chili once.
Yeah.
My sister made it. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, where I'm going is there's a lot of different options on that. But what a traditional seasoning that you'd put on
a
pork butt.
You know, I use about anything. It doesn't seem to matter whether I'm buying Bad Byron's or if I'm
Billy Bones works.
Billy Bones. I'm using Dizzy Pig, or if I just don't have much and I just grab some sea salt, cracked pepper, garlic powder, onion powder, and paprika and sugar and just make up my own blend.
Right.
You know, a decent amount of sugar, surprisingly, is good with butts. But I don't even put mustard on them anymore. I used to lather them up in mustard and I don't know.
To make the dry rub stick.
Well, there's all sorts of theories as to why they started it. But either way, it tends to stick anyway.
Yeah.
You know, because it's wet.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I'll put lots of seasoning on because I've never really had one where it was like, oh my gosh, over seasoned it.
Right. Big dense chunk of meat. Again, about the size of a volleyball. It'll eat up a bunch of. Now, one tip I have about seasoning is every one of these pork butts that you'll get will have a fat cap on it, right? And I don't season the fat cap side because I pull it off. I don't ever serve it when it's done cooking.
Yeah, you want to set that down on your rack when you're smoking it.
Right.
So that's going to reduce. You're going to get rid of a bunch of it.
Right.
You know, if you want to be a fanatic, you could trim it off. But you want to put the fat side down, meat side up, just cake it with seasoning. Smoke the heck out of it. Don't oversmoke it, but give her lots of smoke for a couple hours.
Right.
At a lower temp, like 225 to 275. And make sure you're not oversmoking because you can add a lot of bitterness and you'll end up with heartburn. And then after a certain while, they say around 140 to 150, the meat won't accept the smoke anymore. So you're just piling it up on the outside. So then you stop smoking and you just keep baking it basically
right.
is what you're doing.
And you're turning up the heat a little bit. most of the smokers that are out there, that 225 to 270 is where you'll get a good smoke because you're limiting the air flow through there. Right. If you've got a pellet grill, you can set it at that. But you get it much above that 275.
Stop smoking.
It stops smoking and you're baking, which is fine.
Yep.
Baking, not bacon.
But that doesn't give you the smoke profile.
Right.
So then to wrap or not to wrap, I'll tell you, if you don't want to wrap...
And what you mean is wrap the piece of meat after a certain period of time.
Right, to wrap it and finish it. If you don't want to wrap it, try injecting it for some hydration. And you can even pull it out and re-inject it when you're at 150 or something and you should be wrapping. You can re-inject it because the muscle has now expanded and a bunch of your liquid is gone. So you've got it'll receive that liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fine thing, too. And there's all sorts of injections you can... You could do Bloody Mary mix if you wanted to, but I'm thinking of Creole butter for injection butter.
Right,
it's fantastic, and I make jerky out of it. I mean, it's just a great profile. But thing I've come to the conclusion of, and I ragged on you about aluminum foil in the past. I did ribs a few weeks ago when I was doing that that review for Silverback. Which, if you haven't checked it out, go to our website and look at the review for the. Grilla Silverback pellet smoker. It's pretty cool. And then go to their Facebook page. They have a group of followers already in their short span of life that's like 10,000 Facebook fans.
Right.
And these people are prolific on this page. Well, I did the ribs for that. And what I found was I put them on with some butter and honey and barbecue sauce to finish and rewrapped them. That aluminum foil was melting when I wrapped them the second time. And I tell you, I'm bothered by aluminum going into your body and studies I see, Alzheimer's, all these things. This aluminum was disintegrating. So I am, from here on out, done with wrapping with aluminum. I'll use butcher paper. If it doesn't have a waxy plastic lining, I'll use plain old butcher paper. But no more foil for this cap because that really scared me.
I've never seen that happen. You had to have a pretty high heat going.
Nope. I was at 300 degrees.
Really?
But it's acid.
Yeah, well, okay.
I've had them stick to the ribs plenty of times.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's starting, you look at that foil and it's changing color. It's like, wow, there's something wrong with that. I'm sorry. Reynolds or not, I am not using foil anymore.
Okay. Well, I use it, and, maybe it's rotting my teeth or something. I don't know, but anyway, it so far so good. But you only wrap the pork butt to lock in some of the steam when it's going. And it, like you said, it's about 150 where you decide to wrap it.
And that's why I brought up the re-injecting, because there's plenty of guys that don't wrap.
Right.
And those butts turn out beautiful. You bring it up to 195, you pull it, and then you... put it in a crock pot or something to keep that steam inside, and it'll rehydrate itself. You can actually even put just a little bit of fluid in there then, or whatever you want to do, but you don't have to wrap a butt.
Right. So if you want to slice it, when we're back to time and temperature, if you want to cook it to slice it, you're going to stop at about 180, 185.
Yep.
Right? If you want to pull it, you want to go to 195, but don't go above 200 because it turns into this mealy mush. It's really weird. That last 15 degrees makes a huge difference in one of these pork shoulders because
some people don't notice it and don't mind it.
Right, but I do. It's a texture and a mouthfeel thing because it'll go from steaky at 185 mm-hmm. to pull apart and stringy at 195.
Right.
At about 200, it turns into this mush. And it's got no texture at all. You can almost like cream it and spread it. So it's an interesting piece of meat.
Pork pate.
Right, but yeah, but it's super forgiving up till about 185 degrees, and then after that you got to be a little careful.
We like big butts, but we like big walleye too.
Right. Yeah. Coming up next, a buddy of the show, Captain Ken Glupker from Gyra Charters. He's a walleye specialist, and walleye, I don't know about you, but walleye is one of our favorite fish. So we're going to cast a line out to Captain Ken. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beer, walking in Memphis.